Hello, my name is Murray Gordon. I'm with Microsoft, and today I'm here with William Randlett, Director of Software Engineering at ProfitStars. How you doing today, William?
Good, good. And enjoying the platform strategy review.
Yeah, so we're here at the platform strategy review, and I guess what we're going to talk about today are just a few of the topics that are affecting you guys as a company.
Okay.
And obviously some of the cool things you heard about this week at PSR.
Yeah.
So the first one that I was hoping to chat about a little bit is, I know Visual Studio 2010 is obviously really exciting for you guys.
Yeah,
the testing pieces
about
there.
Yeah.
I know you guys are a pretty mature Scrum organization as well.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what you think about VS 2010, .NET 4, and how you think that's going to impact your organization and maybe thinking about getting going.
We're going to do that just as soon as the product drops, probably, because we would have got on the beta probably, but we're in a release cycle right now and didn't want to mess up a release cycle, but we're really stoked about the testing features. All of my testers basically have gone to, there was a little half-day free session. They went and they all got excited about it. Both the manual and all test automation features we're excited about. We are actually using Visual Studio 2010 some now for test automation. We're looking at replacing an existing test facility with the Microsoft test facility for doing some web-based load testing. So we're totally stoked about that. Today, I actually got to see some of the features for managing scrums or for agile development, and I'm really excited about that because there's a lot more functionality in there than that right out of the box than I realized. And they were demonstrating the actual Visual Studio team TFS system, which is pretty cool just to see how heavily it's used and all the data that you can get out of it. So I'm very excited about that because at the end of the day, most of the data for a 1,000-person development team that you need to actually manage the team is quite similar to the data for a 50-person development team or a 10-person development team. So I'm also very excited about that. So we're really looking forward to the 2010 stuff. And also just some recent development we've been working on as well with .NET 4 framework and the parallel capabilities.
Nice.
You just take your for each, decorate it with parallel, and bam, you parallelize everything. So we're really stoked about that, too.
Now, in terms of Silverlight being right around the corner,
mm-hmm.
Where do you guys feel like you're going there?
We're gonna definitely go to Silverlight 4.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we don't have a list of new features to take advantage of. We're pretty excited about the ability to have isolated storage. Because that's something that we didn't have before, so we may find a way to take advantage of that. Before, there was no way to do anything about it, so you really couldn't. And we're interested in some of the webcam capture stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool that it's going to work the same way across platforms.
Yeah.
We do some image acquisition.
Yeah, because you guys have actually faced that challenge before.
So unfortunately, the particular challenge we face still isn't necessarily solved because the hardware access is only for microphone and webcam.
Yeah.
But there are some interesting things that we may be able to do with that as well as the other hardware issues that we've had.
Okay. Cool. So, well, the other thing I wanted to chat about today is, I know you guys are in the financial vertical,
mm-hmm.
right? So some of the challenges that you face with customers around not being very excited about moving to the cloud, but having a lot of reservations around it. So what are your thoughts around Windows Azure and what you think that opportunity is in your industry?
Oh, wow. Everybody's wanting to look to reduce cost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a potentially really good way to do it. I mean, you do have to, your app has to work that way. And so if it doesn't, you've got to rewrite the app or refactor it. But, the challenges for us in our industry in finance is especially we're in the banking sector, is, it's a lot of confidential information. And as Charlie Songhurst was talking about today, that may be more well suited to the private cloud because there are certain regulatory requirements that have to be met. At this early stage in adoption, the bank is not going to be the first company to step up and say, hey, let me put my data in the cloud.
Yes.
That's just not going to happen. So I would see what would probably happen is you'd see applications that would begin to be architected for an Azure-type scenario, mm-hmm. right? They would be run internally within a bank, and that at some point in the future, because they're architected that way already, if the bank wanted to, then they could easily port. And on top of that, there may be scenarios as well where a bank uses, once you've got your apps architected that way, they could sign up for potentially doing a scenario where they're taking advantage of peak time processing to expand out for things that are not, you know, financially or customer data sensitive.
Yeah.
There are probably some facilities for doing that, but you know, at the end of the day, most of the processing is around data that has to do with customer finances, mm-hmm. being a bank,
yeah.
And so it would be quite hard to do that. But there's probably some opportunity. But once it's architected that way, then you got the flexibility to go either way.
For sure. Now, one of the other things that we were chatting about just recently was unified communication and how that could affect your applications that you take to your customers. So tell me a little bit about what you've heard here. And how do you think that might be able to affect your apps?
Well, I was very excited about some of the new facilities in Office Communications 2010. I'm not entirely sure if that's going to be the final name of it. But there's a couple components that are coming out that are going to allow you to easily, with Silverlight or WPF, add that presence capability into your application. Mm-hmm. You know, you could do that, I think, today, but it's a non-trivial effort. Mm-hmm. And to be able to do that easily and get a quick hit on having presence information and being able to contact people really, really quickly for a scenario where you've got a problem and you don't know, you need to get more information. I mean, that's cool for us. We've got information about who did what in our application, but we don't want to go build a chat system, and we don't want to build a voice communication system. And, and to have the simple capability of taking a few components and wire that in, and you know, if Office Communication or if the platform is there, it just works. Well, that'll be huge. I mean, you know, it's a feature that we wouldn't build if we had to do that all ourselves, but if we can do a little bit of work and get a big hit, what looks like a big hit, right? Because we just added the features in, or a few components in, then that's really cool.
Yeah, that's huge. The last thing, and I know this has been one of those areas where your customers are really being driven towards, they're rolling out Windows 7. You guys obviously want to have your applications running on Windows 7.
Right, yeah.
I know they are compatible with Windows 7. So where do you feel that wave is coming from with customers right now, and how do you feel that's really helped you guys in terms of kind of making your applications more compelling?
Well, the Windows 7 wave is coming because XP is now quite long in the tooth, mm-hmm. And Vista got a bad reputation out the gate. Which I don't think was entirely deserved. I used the operating system for quite a long time and liked it quite a lot. But Windows 7 is a better operating system at the end of the day. It is much better, much more enjoyable to use. And the tools there were some tools for Vista for helping with deployment. There are much better tools with Windows 7 for helping with deployment. So the Windows... It's WAIK, W-A-I-K. I can't remember what the letters stand for right now. But that's an excellent toolkit, and we're actually using that internally as well to help us with our testing. So when we deploy boxes, to spin up a box to run an automated test, and when we've got a developer platform image that we can deploy that way as well. So that's cool. The customers so the customers are wanting to use it now because, I mean, even when Vista was coming on all the new hardware, the customers were saying, no, we don't want that. Put XP on it. Mm-hmm. But now they're ready to refresh. The OS is solid. It's got a great reputation, and the banks. I mean, they want to have a good experience for their customers as well, and for their internal IT, who can reduce their TOC. TCO, total cost of ownership from using Windows 7. Mm-hmm. It's just all around a better story.
Yeah.
It's good for us because we had to support Windows Vista even if it wasn't being deployed largely,
sure.
because if anybody deploys it, you've got to support it.
Yeah.
So it's nice if you're going to spend the time to do the support for the operating system, to actually have people use it. That's a nice feeling.
And light it up so that people really enjoy it and they see it's a part of that application.
Yeah. So
well, Dale, I thank you so much for your time today.
Sure.
I know we covered a lot of topics. the fact that you guys are rolling out VS 2010,
yep.
.NET 4, Silverlight 4,
we're excited.
Windows 7 LightUp, yep. Windows Azure, all of these things around unified communication, it's all good stuff. So thanks a lot for your time.
All right, Shane.